Chapter 27, the last chapter. The Bleeding Heart. The patron brought him the letter in the morning. He burst into Bond's room, holding the envelope in front of him as if it was on fire.
"There has been a terrible accident, madame."
Bond hurled himself out of bed and through the bathroom, but the communicating door was locked. He dashed back and through his room and down the corridor past a shrinking, terrified maid. Vespa's door was open. The sunlight through the shutters lit up the room. Only her black hair showed above the sheet, and her body under the bedclothes was straight and moulded like a stone effigy on a tomb. Bond fell on his knees beside her and drew back the sheet. She was asleep. She must be. Her eyes were closed. There was no change in the dear face. She was just as she would look, and yet she was so still. No movement, no pulse, no breath. That was it. There was no breath. Later the patron came and touched him on the shoulder. He pointed at the empty glass on the table beside her. There were white dregs in the bottom of it. It stood beside her book and her cigarettes and matches and the small pathetic litter of her mirror and lipstick and handkerchief, and on the floor the empty bottle of sleeping pills, the pills Bond had seen in the bathroom that first evening. Bond rose to his feet and shook himself. The patron was holding out the letter towards him. He took it. "Please notify the commissaire," said Bond. "I will be in my room when he wants me." He walked blindly away without a backward glance. He sat on the edge of his bed and gazed out of the window at the peaceful sea. Then he stared dully at the envelope. It was addressed simply in a large, round hand, "Pour Louis." The thought passed through Bond's mind that she must have left orders to be called early, so that it would not be he who found her. He turned the envelope over. Not long ago it was her warm tongue which had sealed the flap. He gave a sudden shrug and opened it. It was not long. After the first few words he read it quickly, the breath coming harshly through his nostrils. Then he threw it down on the bed, as if it had been a scorpion. "My darling James," the letter opened, "I love you with all my heart. And while you read these words, I hope you still love me, because now, with these words, this is the last moment that your love will last. So goodbye, my sweet love, while we still love each other. Goodbye, my darling. I am an agent of the MWD. Yes, I am a double agent for the Russians. I was taken on a year after the war, and I have worked for them ever since. I was in love with a Pole in the RAF. Until you, I still was. You can find out who he was. He had two DSOs, and after the war he was trained by M and dropped back into Poland. They caught him, and by torturing him they found out a lot, and also about me.